Sharmila Sanka, secretary of the Hindu Association of Northwest Arkansas, or HANWA, washes her hands and feet in the entryway of the first Hindu temple in Northwest Arkansas. They held its grand opening last month.
As I said, we wash our feet here before entering the temple. We remove our sandals outside when we enter the temple because it's very auspicious inside and we do not want to bring out any germs or anything inside. That is the reason we don't wear sandals inside the temple.
On either side of the door leading into the temple, there are basins to rinse one's feet, each equipped with two shower faucets about 3 feet off the ground. A towel is on the floor to dry one's feet before entering the temple. Inside the bright and open room, a ritual is being performed. About 45 people sit on the temple floor, though it could hold 200. They sit atop blankets, facing a statue of the Hindu god and his six forms. Below them, the temple's priest is performing a ritual, chanting mantras to the people. This ritual is part of the grand opening of the temple. Though its grand opening was last month, the temple will stay open for 40 days, called mandala.
Oh, it's one cycle for us, basically. So when we take a puja and everything, doing it for one mandala means like it's basically completion of that full course.
That's Uma Balaraman, Hanwa's vice president.
So basically for us, like the first 40 days is very important in a temple building because that's the time we need to chant, meditate on Lord's name and God's name so that like we bring more sanctity and also that vibration into the temple. So that is very important for us.
Though the temple will be open every day after the first 40, there will be no obstacles during those first 40. So, how did this temple come about? In 1990, a very small group of Hindu people, just a few families, began meeting in homes. In 1999, there were enough people of Indian and Hindu heritage to form an official organization, many of them living in the Bentonville area due to their positions with Walmart. The nonprofit Hindu Association, HANWA, was formed, with the mission to support and enlighten the Hindu way of life.
Because our kids are brought up here, so they're not completely sure of their Indian culture. So this is a very good way of promoting our culture to our kids. And also it's a place of worship to meet the religious, charitable, cultural, and social needs of the community. And we even organize religious, charitable events here and several educational and social activities.
As more and more Hindu people move to the area, the community, now at over 2,500, began to outgrow meeting in homes. The need for a temple became clear. In 2002, HANWA got a good deal on some land near Gentry, with the aim of building a temple there. But it was difficult to access and would need expensive road improvements. In 2009, they purchased land in Bentonville and held a groundbreaking that same year. The land also has a decent-looking house. So why couldn't HANWA just meet and perform prayers and rituals there?
When we say temple, it's not just made of bricks or something. Like this, we could have used this house as a temple, but whereas we wanted to do it from the scratch because there are so many rituals involved in building a temple.
And Uma?
This was an house before. We were using this as a temporary stopgate solution for doing some prayers and everything. But when it comes to getting, as Sharmila mentioned, getting the divine powers and everything, so we have a lot of processes and rituals, and we chant a lot of mantras in order for us to do that. So that like we get that divine powers into the temple, so that when people come into the temple, they feel that vibration and they get that inner peace and everything.
Local architects, rather than Indian, worked on the construction of the temple. Uma says they went above and beyond researching what goes into a temple, though things were done a bit differently than it would have been done in India. The architects were able to customize local materials to uphold the Indian customs, maintaining the auspiciousness that was needed for such a temple. One such aspect is the golden tower that is over the main entryway into the building.
For us, of course, the divinity is spread in our whole of cosmos, right? So what it is this is kalasam is one of the important ingredients in every Hindu temple, basically. So we are kind of capturing the divine powers from the sky through that into the temple. That's, we did a lot of havans and pujas to the kalasam for us to get it ready and prepared to accept those divine grace from the sky, and that is what it is. So that is the important piece of celebration for us in temple opening.
Light and divine powers are also let in through windows that line the ceiling inside the temple. The tower here is a fiberglass coliseum from Ohio, much different from the traditional gold you'd see in India. One reason for the fiberglass was the budget. Building a temple of this nature costs money. Hanwha raised money in various methods. One way was a fundraiser, a brick sponsorship program, wherein members of the community donated an amount for a single brick, writing their names on it or their wish in the Lord's name. All in all, about 800 bricks were sponsored and used in the construction of a smaller temple that rests in front of the building. This model temple holds Ganesha, the deity who removes obstacles. Hanwha also had to take out a loan in the amount of $550,000. They had a goal to raise $200,000 by the grand opening, which they did. Uma says they hope to have the entire amount paid off by the end of 2013.
But at the end of the day, loan and the dollars is one part of it, but the other part is the big thing is the spiritual thing that people are coming to the temple towards.
And people did come. Hundreds of people came to the 3-day grand opening, giving devotees a chance to focus on that spiritual nature. They performed many rituals, prayers, mantras, chanting to ensure the divinity and auspiciousness of the building. Sharmila and Uma both say that this would not have been possible without the community, both Hindu and non-Hindu. Over 200 volunteers helped during the opening and are still helping. Hanwha is also devoted to the community, providing charity and volunteering themselves. With that, Sharmila says that the temple is open to anyone.
As you know, most of us were working for Walmart here, and that's the Walmart policy and culture, right? Like inclusion of diversity, like different kinds of communities. We all work together in the same way. Even here, we are not restricting this. We are not limiting this only to Indians.
She says that everyone is invited to this beautiful, bright temple on the western side of Bentonville. The square building sits among some grass, the perfect place to leave your shoes. The building is outlined with colorful, loopy, and floral paintings. Sharmila says that this is something that is traditionally done with turmeric in India, in order to keep the germs away from inside the temple. For more information, visit nwahindutemple.org and namaste.